Hello, everybody. Welcome to Astros Baseball. It's Thursday, April the 18th. The Astros lose 2-1. The winning streak ends at 10. Bottom of the second, Profar doubled. Kana scores 1-0. Top of the sixth, Brantley singles. Springer scores, ties it up at 1. And I actually saw this while I was watching it on my phone at lunch. As soon as lunch is over, I get an alert on my phone, Chapman solo home run, 2-1 A's, and that was it. No more scoring. I'm used to the Astros scoring a lot of runs, so I thought maybe my phone wasn't working, or maybe it wasn't sending the messages to my watch. I thought something was wrong, but it wasn't. Frankie Montas pitched very well. The Astros couldn't get any hits. I believe they did get about 4. I'm not really sure. But they had some chances. Top of the ninth against Blake Treinen, the Astros had 2 on with 1 out. A single and a walk. And the next 2 guys got out. A pop out and a strikeout. So they did have a chance, but it's over. But 10-game winning streak, I will take it. Wade Miley, 6 innings, 4 hits, and 2 runs. 1 walk and a strikeout. He gave up that 1 home run. His ERA is now 3.32. Wade Miley pitched well enough to win the game. He just didn't get any offense, and that happens sometimes. Will Harris, a scoreless inning. Peacock, a scoreless inning. He did give up a walk. Michael Brantley, offensively, 1-for-3 with a walk and an RBI, the only RBI for the Astros. We got a break tomorrow or tonight. We're off, 299 average. Yuli, 2-for-4. He's hitting 308. Yuli's really coming on strong. Riddick went 1-for-4. Springer, 254 average. He went 0-for-3 with a walk and a run. Chirinos went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts, and Kemp 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. If I still did a goat, there's plenty of goats, but from Frankie Montas pitched great. So Springer, Altuve, Bregman, Correa, the core of the Astros, 0-for-13, 2 walks. Don't know what happened. I'm just assuming it was a great game by the pitcher, Frankie Montas. So the Astros lose. They go to 12-6. Oakland goes to 11-10. The Mariners lost again to Cleveland 1-0. That is 6 losses in a row. The Rangers defeat the Angels 5-4. So the AL standings, Houston at the top. Seattle, half a game back. Texas, 1.5 games back. Oakland, 2.5. And the Angels are 4 games behind. So I went on to look at the rest of the standings. Tampa Bay won again. They are 14-4. A .778 winning percentage, which is number 1 in Major League Baseball. I scanned the standings, wondering who was number 2. I had no idea. The Astros have the second highest winning percentage in Major League Baseball. And I guess if you win 10 games, that is enough to get up there. So the Yankees beat the Red Sox. And the reason I want to point this out is the Red Sox are 6-13. Is this something they can recover from? The Astros won 10 games in a row. That would put them at 16-13. That would be a start. It's going to be a long road for the Red Sox, starting out 6-13. So tomorrow it'll be Verlander, 2-0 with a 3.52 ERA. Last outing, I believe he had 11 strikeouts. He pitched great. Drew Smyly is 0-1, 7.15 ERA. So the Astros really need this. They are down 2-1 already in the Lone Star Series. So another thing I wanted to say is, as you know, if you pay attention at all, or you follow me on Twitter, I have been writing for Fansided, Climbing Tall's Hill is the Astro site. So I've written four stories, but so far I only have the statistics for three of them. So total reads of the story. I've written four stories, but the first three, the total amount of times they have been read is almost 12,000. I wrote a story about Max Stassi talking about how bad he is and maybe it's time the Astros replace him, get rid of him, whatever they got to do, because he's an easy out and he's not good. And it drew a lot of comments. And the one comment that I knew was coming, because every time you talk about someone, like for an example, last season, if you said anything negative about Kyle Tucker, oh, Kyle Tucker's 1-for-18, someone is going to say, the Astros didn't demote Alex Bregman when he was 2-for-32 or whatever it was. Everybody's always got to bring that up. Anytime you say something, they got to act like they know. So another one said 18 at-bats isn't enough. You need to calm down. Another one said he's a defensive catcher. That's what he's there for. He's not there for his offense. Well, why would you want a good defensive catcher? And he's a backup, so maybe it's okay. But why would you want a good defensive catcher if he's just going to get out every time? I don't know. If that's what they want, that's what they want. But I didn't even suggest that they get rid of him. I just said, is it time for them to get rid of him? I didn't say it is time. So anyway, this thought-provoking, opinionated story, 9,542 times it has been read. So I need to write some more of those. So one thing that made me think of, I've been doing this podcast for over a year, maybe 15 months. And recently, I just got to 40,000 listens. And I know more people read stuff than they do listen to podcasts. Because before I started making them, I didn't listen to them. But once I started making them and started listening to them, I really do like them. Sometimes I find myself listening to them on the way to work, and then I forget that I pay for XM radio and I don't even listen to it. That's how you get kind of addicted to podcasts. So anyway, like what I'm trying to say, 40,000 in a year and 3 months. And the stories I'm writing, I've already reached over almost 12,000 readers. So I think it's pretty cool. The words that you're putting out there, 12,000 people are reading them. But like I said, I don't know if I said this or not, but 9,500 of them are in that one story about Max Stassi. So I need to do some more of those. So last thing before I go is the April giveaway. We still only have four people. I guess nobody wants the book, Astro Ball by Ben Ryder. So the four people that have signed up for it, you have a 25% chance of winning that book. So if you're one of those four, congratulations, you're probably going to win. You got a good shot at it. So I didn't do any fancy introduction or music or interludes or whatever you want to call it. Just straight to it, play the ad, tell you what happened last night, and then get ready for bed. So I know it's short. I do apologize. There just wasn't a lot to talk about. The Astros are off tonight. Lone Star Series starts Friday. Not sure when I'm going to make another one because I will be out of town. But who knows? I've made one from out of town before. Well, I'd like to thank everyone out there for listening once again. And we'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.